What's going on, everybody? This is Mufasa T. Leone back with another episode of the Lion Speaks Podcast. You know, the wonderful thing I love about my podcast is that I do it anywhere. It doesn't matter. In my car, in my bedroom, on break while I'm at work. Regardless, I'm going to do my podcast wherever I feel there's a story that needs to be told. With that being said, R. Kelly. We're going to talk about R. Kelly. All right? And this is going to be part one of a four-part series in which, in part one, I'm going to get my perspective on it. Without further ado, let's dive right in. So, the first thing I want to address is our black women. And this is, I'm talking to the black community here, specifically. Alright. We failed our black women. Okay? We failed them. Why do I feel that way? Because we didn't value them enough to at least listen to the pain that they were going through. At least listen to their pleas and their cries for help. And they were telling us that this man is crazy and this man was doing what he was doing. We didn't pay enough attention to it. And even if they hadn't said a word, all the stuff he was doing, we turned a blind eye. So by turning a blind eye, whether they reported their pain or not, the evidence was there. We failed to pay attention to it because it wasn't proven in court. So first and foremost, I want to apologize to those women, those victims who were hurt by him psychologically, emotionally, physically, hurt by R. Kelly, Robert, Bobby, Bob, Rob. Those women that were hurt by him didn't deserve it, obviously. And regardless of whether you have a mother, a daughter, a sister, auntie, doesn't matter. This human being, what this human being did to other human beings is flat out wrong. Doesn't matter if you have any kind of relation to a woman. A human being doing this to another human being is flat out wrong. And we didn't value our young sisters because they were black. Because in society, they're looked at as liars, and they're looked at as just crying wolf and ratchet and the angry black woman that just complains all the time. We didn't value that these women were experiencing real pain, that this guy was out there ruining lives right before our eyes while we continued to step in the name of love, while we continued to dance to Fiesta, while we continued to put the key in the ignition and bump and grind and tell each other it seems like you're ready. All the signs pointed to what this man was doing, and we turned a blind eye because we were so enamored by his music. But it didn't matter. We were so engulfed in the idea of R. Kelly being a god and a musical god and musical genius that we failed to see what his transgressions, what he was really doing behind the scenes. The same man that gave you Bump and Grind, gave you I Believe I Can Fly. The same man that gave you 12 Play, gave you I'm the World's Greatest, the World's Greatest. The same man that gave you Seems Like You're Ready, gave you Step in the Name of Love. And Love Letter, When a Woman Loves. Like he knows a dang thing about women and how to treat them and how to love them and cherish them and nurture them. But instead he hurt them, lied to them, indoctrinated them, brainwashed them into a mentality that almost made them seem like robotic until some of them actually escaped. What do these women have to lie about? What do they gain by making up these stories? They're not getting paid. Javonte Cunningham, a witness. Sparkle. Andrea Kelly. Lisa Van Allen. Lizette, I think my name is Martinez, I believe. Excuse me if I'm wrong. Faith Rogers. You know, I'm sorry if I forgot another one. I'm sure there are plenty more. Dominique, Azriel, Joycelyn. One of which was rescued. Why couldn't we have just valued something and you know, at least thought there's a possibility that this man might be doing something? Why was his music that special to us to where we could just, even if a rumor was out there, we didn't raise our eyebrows at all? We didn't have cause to pause at all. We just, he's R. Kelly. He ain't do that. They trying to bring another black man down. And for over 2 decades, these women didn't matter to us. For 2 decades, we continued to listen to his music regardless of what we heard, regardless of what we saw. We all saw that video of him pissing on the girl. If you haven't seen it, don't even bother giving her money before he did it. I couldn't even watch the whole thing. As young as I was, as impressionable, as stupid as I was, we saw it. We saw what he did. And yet, we were willing to push that aside because his music was so great, because he's such a musical genius. Because he's R. Kelly. We failed them. We failed our black women. We didn't listen. We didn't want to listen. We chose not to listen. We turned it off. I wonder how all those people that were standing outside that courtroom feel now after watching this documentary. I know how I felt watching that, after watching the documentary. Horrible. Disgusted. With R. Kelly and myself, that I didn't turn him off sooner. I found myself looking at my daughter, almost in tears, as an overprotective veil just came over me, not wanting to let her 7-month-old self out of my sight. Disgusted with myself that I continue to subconsciously enable this man, contributing to him continuing to make money because I was streaming. I was listening, I was buying his records like a dummy. Even though I knew that he had married a 15-year-old whose documents were forged to make it seem like she was 18 by one of his enablers, Demetrius Smith. You're scum. And now you're coming out now talking about, I questioned him about the Leah thing. You questioned him, but you still forged the paper. At what point is somebody going to pull him aside? We failed them. At what point were these security guards going to, Rob, man, look, this ain't right, man. At what point? We failed them. Take a long look at yourself, people. Think about what you've done. Think about this day and age where in social media everything is coming to light. And of course, he's wising up and waiting for these women to turn to be 17. So when they're 18, there's nothing law enforcement can do about it because they consider it consensual. Regardless of what he's done to them, this cult-like culture he has in these houses, in these hotels, he ain't really gonna make no more money. But we failed in the black community. Spotify has failed those women. Apple Music has failed those women. iTunes has failed. Why? Because you're just taking him off a playlist and recommendation. If I really wanted to listen to R. Kelly, I could just search his name. He shouldn't be up there at all. His music shouldn't be streamed. His music shouldn't be available for anybody to listen to anymore. We failed them. Do you know this man called himself a Pied Piper of R&B? He proclaimed himself the Pied Piper of R&B. Did anybody have any idea who the Pied Piper was in folklore? Does anybody know? The Pied Piper. I'm glad you asked. Who was he?
Who was he, Mufasa?
I'm glad you asked. The Pied Piper, according to folklore, is supposed to yield. The Pied Piper. I'm sorry, I'm driving, so Lord have mercy. On base, that is. Anyway, the Pied Piper, I digress. The Pied Piper was a rat catcher. He's supposed to be hired a rat catcher from a village because the village was infested by rats. So he's supposed to use his music to lure these rats out of the village, I guess, into the woods, right? So when he did that, he was underpaid. And in retaliation, because he was so pissed, he ended up luring the children from all the families out of the village, never to be seen again. Do your research. Look up who the Pied Piper is. All right? With that being said, that's exactly what R. Kelly did. Go hang out at malls. Go hang out at high schools with his security guards, luring these young women away from their families, away from their friends, away from basketball practice, away from whatever the case is, luring these women away. What is your grown self? What the hell is your grown self doing at a high school in your 30s and 40s? Your mid to late 20s. Your 20s. What are you doing in your 20s? Do you have a kid that goes there? No. What are you doing at malls, giving girls your number? Look at the documentary, how he met Lizette at the mall with a friend. Security guard, hey, R. Kelly wants me to give you his number. What? I'm 14. What you mean? But these young women are so impressionable by R. Kelly that, you know, hey, I'm going to make you a star. Easy target. I'm going to make you a star. I'm already a pop star that you love, an R&B star, whose music that you love and adore. So anything I tell you, you're going to follow regardless. You're going to follow anyway because you love me. I can't do anything wrong in your eyes. You don't know any better. You know, you barely hit puberty. Your body hasn't even fully developed. You don't have the brain capacity to understand the sick game I'm running on you right now. Because you're not developed yet. Your brain hasn't developed. Your brain hasn't matured. You don't know anything. Okay, women mature faster than boys, but you can't tell me a 14-year-old little girl is mature. Still wet behind the ears, breast smelling like Similac. These are children. These are kids. Teens. The Pied Piper of R&B, if he didn't tell you anything in his music, he told you in an interview he did with Tory back in the early 2000s, mid-2000s. And Tory asked him, do you like teenage women? By teenage, how old are we talking? And his reaction tells it all. It's, what? 19 and under. 19 to 13. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Y'all get it? 18, 19. Teenagers, teens. Well, I have 19-year-old friends. Why is your 30-something, 40-something-year-old self... Yeah, you know, y'all don't realize it, but R. Kelly's been old. I'm 28. He's 52. He's been old. For as long as I've been listening to him, he's at least been 30. At least. First time I heard his music, he was in his 30s. Preying on these little women, these young women. Called himself the Pied Piper of R&B in his music. And we're like, yeah, Pied Piper, yeah. Nobody thought to do. Who's the Pied Piper? Let me look this up. Nobody called him the King of R&B. Nobody called him a god. He's a Pied Piper. That's what he preferred to be referred to as. He told on himself and his music and his lyrics. Seems like you're ready. Lure him in. You look old enough. Seems like you're ready. Aaliyah, apparently, to him, she seemed like she was ready, as evidenced by Javante Cunningham's account of them catching them having sex on the tour bus. Why would they make this stuff up? He called himself the Pied Piper. That didn't tell you enough? Listen, for all you people out there, mamas, aunties, grandmothers, that have held on to R. Kelly because of, you know, what he reminds you of or how his music relates to you. You got to make a hard decision. You got to come to a realization that this man ain't who you thought he was. This is the hard decision. You look at yourself and you think, okay, this documentary is out. Explicit detail chronicling him doing what he did to these women. And do I stop listening to him, even though his music has made all of these different memories in my life? I've played Step in the Name of Love at my wedding. Happy People at family reunion. I made love to Bump and Grind. Proposed to my wife. Love letter. Partied to Fiesta and remixed to Ignition. Told a girl I was trying to holler at, you were mommy in my Jeep. That don't make no goddamn sense. You were mommy in my Jeep. What? Make that hard decision. Look at yourself. Look at, you know, dig deep. Your morals, your values, how you were raised. Because all of that has been challenged by our ignorance. It's all been challenged. Our morals, our values, the way we were raised, the way we were taught to treat women, the way we were taught to value each other in the black community, it's all been challenged. It is not just the black community that failed these women. Everybody that chose to listen to R. Kelly has failed these women. And the hard decision that you have to make is looking at yourself and being okay with either listening to him, continuing to support and listen to him, because you don't believe these facts to be true, or putting him away because a man like this can't be supported. Because you finally decided not to separate the art from the artist. Because you finally woke up and realized, PSA everybody, breaking news. You finally realized that Bruce Wayne and Batman are the same dang person. What? Bruce Wayne's Batman? No. Sorry to tell you, they're the exact same person. In the daytime, he's a billionaire playboy philanthropist. Billions of dollars. But at night, that's when the bat comes out on these streets to fight crime. In the daytime, he's singing, I'm the world's greatest. But at night, fiesta, fiesta on these young women. Where was everybody that was with him, that stood by and allowed him to do this behavior? These people, the people that were on the documentary that knew what he was doing, where were y'all at? Y'all share equal responsibility. You know who else share responsibility? And I'm not, and let me be careful about this. As a parent, I cannot imagine my, you know, the thought of my child being with somebody and being brainwashed and being told what to do, when to do it, how to do it. I can't fathom that. But in particular, Azriel's parents, okay? You knew that this, you even admitted in the documentary that you had heard that this dude has some stuff on him. But yet, you continue to take your daughter to that show, to where she was put in a position to be introduced to him, knowing that he was a pedophile, knowing that he was a creep. Even after that first incident where she ended up with him by herself, that should have been it, right there. Am I trying to tell you how to parent? But I'm trying to tell you how to parent. Because I think that's a universal thing. That's not an unwritten rule or a, you know, something that, oh, well, you know, because I parent different, I let my kids do this. And because I parent different, I let my kids do that. I would think every decent parent wouldn't want their child with a stranger. Because that's what he is. You don't know him. You don't know anything about him. You heard his music. You heard about what he's done. But you don't know him enough to allow your daughter, your 16-year-old daughter, to be with him by herself. Make that hard decision. Look at yourself. And then now you're standing outside of warehouses shouting her name. Azriel. The guilt they must feel. And I'm not judging them. I'm not trying to judge them. I'm just trying to tell you that I feel as I can't imagine how, as a parent myself of two children, my child or my children being in that situation. I can't imagine not hearing or seeing my child in 3 years, having to ask somebody what your children looks like. You should never have to ask that question. I'm in the military. There's times where I've gone years without seeing my family. But we connect through social media. I stay in touch with them. I make sure I call them. They call me. One way or another, they know what I look like. Even there's some of them that haven't even met my kids yet. But they know what they look like. I send them pictures. Christmas cards. Holiday cards. Things like that. But no parent should have to wonder what the hell their child looks like. Or wonder where their child is. Even if they're out of the house, they should at least know what they're doing with their life. You know, if they're okay. But make that hard decision. Look at yourself. All you people that supported R. Kelly up to this point. All those people that were standing outside that courtroom saying, oh, they just trying to bring R. Kelly down. He ain't do it. Y'all stupid. Y'all wrong. Where y'all at right now? Are y'all on social media? Are y'all on Black Twitter? Time's Up R. Kelly movement? Is anybody joining that? We failed these women. This man called himself the Pied Piper of R&B, and we dismissed it and we put it to the side. Look at yourself and come up with a decision. This man is sick. He needs help. He needs to get help. He needs to be put, maybe, I mean, I'm not a doctor. I can't diagnose mental health, but maybe it is a mental thing. Maybe it's not. I don't know. Either way, he's been hurt and he's hurting people. He's been through some trauma in his life, and I'm not going to dismiss it by glorifying him and his music. His music is irrelevant to me at this point. He's a dog. He's trash. Scum. I care about his music. I don't care about Talk the Factory. It used to be my favorite album. I don't care about that anymore. I don't care about none of his music anymore. To hell with his music. All those people he's lied to over the years. This guy is singing I Believe I Could Fly, draped in the American flag, looking pure, like he is an angel himself. Like he, you know, while allegations and things are going on, while trials going on. Listen, parents of that 15-year-old, that 14-year-old girl back then, I get it. It's embarrassing. It's humiliating. You have that right to deny that your daughter was in any way involved with that video. But listen, you're not getting justice for your daughter. I get it, you don't want your daughter to relive that, but she lived it. Alright?
Somebody was on that video. If there are several people that can point her out with ease. Oh, yeah, that's her. Yeah, that's it. That's her. Her coach, her best friend, who can recognize her out of a lineup. Who can recognize her in a Where's Waldo photo. Her aunt, family, blood. That's her. Why would they need to make that up? What is the sense? What help? How is it helping your daughter by denying that? That was her in that video. That was happening because it's humiliating. You don't want her to relive it. You have to address it at some point. You have to face it at some point. It's the past, but it's something that she went through. It's something she's going to have to face. Something she's going to have to tell somebody, talk to somebody about. Situations like that lead to suicide. Situations like that lead to depression. Real issues. And as parents, she, you know, and like Dominique's mother said, like, anybody can be paid off. Money, like, hush money. Some of these parents getting paid hush money. Why would you allow yourself to be bought off for the sake of your child's life? Money's more important to you? Bruce Kelly had the nerve to say that his brother could have been rich. When he knew good and well there's a possibility that R. Kelly was going to act him and take the rap for him. Why would he do that? His brother never stuck up for him and said, hey, that's not true. He's not in that video. They don't even look nothing alike. Everybody know that's R. Kelly in that video peeing on that girl. Make a decision. If you continue to listen to his music, you're okay with all this. And in your mind, you're okay with him doing all of this mess. You're okay with it. You're fine with it. It doesn't faze you. It ain't true. They haven't proved it yet. There's a reason why his shows are getting canceled. There's a reason why these streaming services are taking him off their recommendations and playlists. I wish they would completely take him off, but that's neither here nor there. They need to take him off completely. That's a step in the right direction. And they're taking him off their recommendations, but somebody can still search for him. Tom Joyner at least stopped playing R. Kelly songs. It took somebody having to call up and ask him to for him to do it, but at least he stopped doing it. No radio station should play R. Kelly. He shouldn't have an opportunity to sing. If he's still out here brainwashed, like Joycelyn. Robotic. At least Dominique got rescued. And thank God she got rescued by her mom. Such a strong woman rescuing her daughter. I mean, come on, people. I mean, what are we doing here? Make that hard decision.
How you been, man? How's life? How's the military?
Everything is good, man. You know, got the family about to leave soon. California soon. Come back to the East Coast. So, you know, yeah,
you
man.
Like that, you don't like the West Coast swing, man? I mean,
that's
everybody's dream to get out to California, ain't it?
And I got out here and I lived it and I'm ready to go. Yeah, man, let's get into it, man. You know, what's up, man? Everybody, you know, again, this is Bufasa T. Leone. All right, Freddie came on and said my government, but that's all right. you know, but this is my man, Freddie. Grew up together in Atlanta. Haven't talked with him, man, so long. And it's just good to catch up with him and, you know what I mean, get these good vibes. Man, we've been through so much together, haven't we?
A whole lot, man. A whole lot. We can't put out everything.
Can't, you know, right. Yeah, man.
It was definitely good times, man. It was definitely good times.
And the funny thing is, we grew up together in the middle of this R. Kelly thing.
Oh yeah.
I remember when remember when the video came out, and not shortly after that,
that Dave Chappelle video came out on the Chappelle Show.
Oh yeah, talking about when when he was wrestling around peeing on people.
Exactly.
Back in the day, though, R. Kelly was our hero, though, man. I mean, Kevin was one to put his own, man. It's just crazy how the way things went to the side for him, man.
Yeah, I know, and it's kind of sad because I feel like, you know, like because we looked at him as a hero, we kind of like turned a blind eye to what he was really doing behind closed doors, because we knew that he was a little, you know, he had some stuff. But we was like, nah, his music though.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel you. That's what was, you know, at the time more important to us. You know,
R. Kelly, I don't know, man. I just feel like, yeah, he done what he did and everything like that, but I just feel like the parents needs to be held accountable as well. As far as like, why is your kid in the club? You know what I'm saying? She's 16, 15 years old, whatever, however old she was when the videotape came out. Like, I mean, we got kids. I dang sure let my kids go to no dang old club. You know what I'm saying? To grown up clubs, he probably lied and everything. I mean, if it's two sides to the story, I'm not trying to get R. Kelly or make him seem like he's innocent, because he's not.
Right.
But I'm just saying the parents got to be held accountable as well, too. As well as what happened with Aaliyah as well. I mean,
yeah. And you know, it's funny, is her mother to this day is denying that, you know, she was ever 15 when they got married. When in the documentary,
he said she
was 15 and he forged the signatures for her, you know what I mean?
She basically sold her daughter, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So for a dollar, I mean, we all know what happened. So is R. Kelly wrong? Yes, he is. But I mean, the parents sometimes got to take accountability as well, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Especially, I remember, did you watch the whole thing?
The tape? Or are you talking about
No, the documentary.
Nah, I ain't seen the whole documentary. I just seen bits and pieces of it.
So there's like a part in the documentary where one of the girls that's with him now, this girl named Azriel, mm-hmm. her parents were talking about taking her taking her to a concert that he was at because she could sing and she wanted her big shot.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, later that night, as for some reason, she finds herself alone with R. Kelly. And they talked about how they knew. They had heard some stuff about him. They knew that there was, you know, he had some funky past, but regardless, they still allowed, you know, her to go at 16. Yeah. Lo and behold, the girl's gonna get brainwashed. She had her own car. And her parents, even though they talked to R. Kelly on the phone, like, hey, you know, my daughter being alone with you is not cool. You know what I mean? That can't happen again. You think at that moment, that'd be over. It'd be a wrap. Like you can't see R. Kelly no more.
Now, I mean, that is a little crazy, but I mean, come on. Like, why would you? Even though she can sing, you know R. Kelly's past. You know his history.
Exactly.
I mean, I understand you gotta take your opportunities sometimes, man. But sometimes you gotta pick your battles. Like, not every door is worth going through. You know what I'm saying? If you know his past and the things that he's done, why would you put your daughter in that situation? You know what I'm saying? Now, I mean, I've seen some snippets about how all these women and all these allegations are coming across on R. Kelly as well, too. I mean, you know, you remember what happened with Michael Jackson when Michael Jackson had all the issues with all the little boys? And
they right.
I believe some of them are real.
Yeah.
But you remember when he died? You know, the little kids was like, you know, he did it for the money and stuff. I don't think all these women, I think some of them got cases, but I don't think it's as much as what they're portraying over here on Lifetime. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, what do they have to gain from? Because they're not getting paid to sit up there and speak.
Notoriety, you're trying to get, I don't know. I mean, who knows what they're offering underneath the table? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, maybe these should just be broken women that just finally had the courage to speak up. Because, you know, like, you know, in this day and age of social media, courage.
Hold on, I got the little one crying. Give me a second.
I'm sorry. My young one's downstairs. You know, so maybe it's giving people more of a platform to be like, now I know I have support. You know, as opposed to back then where it wasn't social media, it wasn't so prevalent. You say things, bro. Brush it off. You know?
Give me a second, bro.
Yeah.
Back,
you hit it back quick?
Yeah. Go ahead, man.
So, like, you know, like, I think because of the time and age you live in, like, back then, you could easily brush things off because nobody was going to hear about it. You could be out of sight, out of mind. Like, now, if you tweet something, if you put something on social media, it lasts forever. So, they, like, they have the platform and the confidence because of that platform now to kind of come forward and have courage because they know that people are going to support them.
Yeah.
Whether they're educated about it or not, somebody's going to look at it with, like, a victim or somebody that's dealt with it before and be like, yo, this ain't cool. I support you. I mean, look, John Legend came out, you know, in full support of these women.
Yeah, I'm not saying that, you know, I mean, if something happened, you know, justice is blind. If R. Kelly deserves to go to jail,
yeah,
go to jail, but we been knew that 14 years ago. I mean,
yeah, and nothing happened.
But women also have to take accountability as well, man. As far as, like, you see how R. Kelly was back in the day at these concerts. You remember when R. Kelly used to have, like, the ladies only, like, the woman only?
Yeah.
You see how these women show up to the concerts and stuff like that. I mean, I've seen something on the internet, man. They was chatting out. They was telling R. Kelly to pee on me. Just piss on me. I ain't never heard no shit like that, bro. Like,
really?
Yeah. It's on the internet, bro. They chatting, pee on me. Like, and it's some international shit, like, somewhere, like...
That didn't tell you enough, right?
I'm saying. And I just think sometimes some of these relationships go south and don't go the way they want to go. And they see a chance to, you know what I'm saying, make a buck. Not saying it always go down like that, because some women, they deserve justice. And I'm not saying R. Kelly is a saint, because he's not. It's been proven that he's not. But let's not sit here and just try to put the blame all on him. The club owners got to get put in check as well too, because how you let a 14-year-old girl in the club?
The security guards that's going giving these girls in the malls and the high schools his number. I didn't even realize until like a couple years ago he was hanging out at high schools. Like, can you imagine if you came to our high school, like just cooling, just sitting in the corner with security guards? Like, I want you.
You talking about Kelly?
R. Kelly, yeah, he was.
To be honest with you, man, I played basketball with R. Kelly before one time, man.
What?
Seriously. Back in Atlanta.
What was this?
This was, what, when I was at Walmart? It was like 07, 08?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. He was cool. And I'm not no fan. I mean, I ain't no big fan of nothing like that. But, I mean, he didn't. I mean, I guess you never know how it is, you know what I'm saying, behind closed doors, but.
Even think about it. That's kind of how he got all of us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Coming across as like the coolest dude. Like, you got to think, like, he, I Believe I Can Fly, World's Greatest. Like, we looked at him like he was like, we really believe we could fly. And we really believe, like, dang, like, this dude's music is making us relate to whatever we're going through. You know, people playing Step in the Name of Love at, you know, their weddings and barbecue.
I mean, music-wise, man, you know he's a beast music-wise. I mean, he's just not a good person, but that's been proven throughout all time. I mean, you got things that happen with Elvis. You got things that happen with...
Yeah, Elvis. Elvis too.
Yeah. So many people. They got people that's dating a 50-year-old man that's raising a 16-year-old girl to be his wife. Like,
yeah.
They're all musicians. Like, that's just what goes on behind closed doors, man. It's 2019. Man, I'm not surprised by anything no more, man.
Nah, I'm mainly not surprised because that it finally came out, you know, because like I said, a lot of us have known about it, you know, to be for a long time. It's just a matter of us kind of being like, okay, like what's more important, like how his music makes us feel, or like what he could be potentially doing behind the scenes, like with these little girls. Like after watching that whole thing, I was like, dang. Like,
yeah.
And not saying that, like, of course, there's also always supposed to be speculation as to, you know, who's telling the truth or who's not telling the truth.
Yeah, I feel
blase. But like, even like even the song he came out with, that song like I Admit, he didn't really admit to anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He just kind of talked about what he dealt with in terms of like him being a victim. They never like addressed like, okay, this is what I was doing. Like remember that interview like back around that time, around the trial, the dude asked him, you know, do you like teenage women? And he was like, well, by teenage, how old are we talking?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I know. Tell you, raise the eyebrow, like, huh?
I feel you, man. I mean, that's
weird.
We know he's messed up, man. I'm not going to say R. Kelly needs help. I'm not sitting here preaching in the choir like I'm just some big ass Robert fan. I mean, he's a decent musician, but he's not in my top five. I mean, if he's a snake and he needs to go to jail or he needs to serve his time, I mean, by all means, that's what needs to happen. But I don't know, for everybody that's on social media that's out here bashing them, I mean, come on, bro. You remember back in high school? I remember the girls is bashing them now. They dating people that was in college and grown ass men. You know what I'm saying? I know you. I don't know if you remember that, but I know you remember waiting on your mom and shit out of school.
Oh, and man,
full grown ass men would come pick up these girls back then. 16, Metal Creek. You know how it was at Metal Creek?
Oh yeah.
So I mean, come on, man. And then they're the same ones. R. Kelly needs to go to jail, motherfucker. You did the same thing.
In a way, they doing that because you know by them doing that, it made it seem like it was okay, like it was a norm for these old dudes to be picking up these young girls. We had dudes in our neighborhood like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, I don't know, man. Before they point the finger at somebody else, they need to look in the mirror and point the fingers at themselves, man, and call out their family members and themselves. Everybody just needs to worry about themselves and their lives. You know what I'm saying? Be the best person in their life. You know what I'm saying? Stop worrying about everybody else and all these other little side detours and trying to distract us from what's really going on out here. You know what I'm saying?
I just wonder, like, at what point, like, are people, like, okay with themselves? You know what I mean? Like I know for me, like, feeling like I kind of contributed, not, like, to his behavior, but, like, continue to support. Because, like, you know, people say, oh, you should separate the art from the artist, which I think is entirely true, because you think about it, like I give this example, all right? Bruce Wayne is Batman, right?
Yeah.
Bruce Wayne doesn't, you know, sit at home while Batman fights at night. Bruce Wayne puts on his mask and becomes Batman.
Yeah.
It's the same person. So a lot of times, like, people's music is a representation of our experiences or their experiences or what they're going through. And we relate to that, and that's how we support them. And we appeal to, you know what I mean, the kind of music that they do. If it's good music and it's relatable, we're going to support regardless.
Yeah.
And the Black people, we're forgiving. You know what I mean? You could kill about 30 people. You could kill your white wife, OJ.
So here's my final thoughts from my perspective on this whole R. Kelly issue, you know, because it's not over. I'm not done talking about it, you know, and doing what I can to make sure I contribute to this outcry against him, this revolt petition, wherever I need to go, wherever I need to sign, like, I do it, because I can't sit back and watch this man continue to make money and profit in spite of what he's been doing to these young women calling him daddy. Imagine his kids, Andrea Kelly, his ex-wife, and his three kids. Those three lives that he might have ruined, or that he's affected in a negative way. But their childhood has been like, your daddy's a rapist. Your daddy pisses on women. That's what your daddy does. Can you imagine that? Your daddy urinates on women. Dave Chappelle made fun of it years ago in the Chappelle Show. I thought it was hilarious. And this man became a punchline and synonymous with peeing on little girls, peeing on people.
that he had the nerve to say, when you say teenage, how old are we talking? So, like I said, I'm not done talking about this. This is only the beginning. I can't wait to, you know, talk to other people about it, speak to my brothers about it, speak to my sisters about it, get their thoughts on it. And, you know, this is sad. This is really sad that we've gone this long and we are barely greasing the surface. But this man needs to be taken down. All right, his reign of pedophilia, his reign of control, his reign of psychological control, emotional, physical control, his abuse, all that, it's time's up. Like John Legend says, it's time's up for R. Kelly. And especially in his Me Too age and the social media age, where social media is dictating people's lives and career, dictate his. The court of public opinion should destroy his career if law enforcement can't do it. If law enforcement can't find something to investigate. All right? This is The Lion Speaks.